Democrats pencil in a political shakeup. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Iowa and New Hampshire wouldn't be first anymore under a new primary schedule approved by a Democratic National Committee panel.
South Carolina will get first in the nation status, replacing Iowa as the leadoff presidential nominating contest in a new schedule approved by the DNC's Rules Committee. The shakeup followed a recommendation from President Biden to diversify the early primary states. Democrats will hold contests in South Carolina before New Hampshire and Nevada, then Georgia and Michigan.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Iowa has held a first in the nation caucus for 50 years now. The president calls caucuses restrictive because they're time consuming and require voting in public. New Hampshire has had a first in the nation primary for even longer, since 1920, and has a state law requiring it. The Rules Committee plan would need approval from the DNC. President Biden visiting Boston to campaign for the Democrat in Georgia's Senate runoff.
We have to win this election. It will give us 51 votes. And that changes the dynamic of anybody being able to say they want to change what we're going to do.
The president boosting a phone bank event for Senator Raphael Warnock, who faces Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Tuesday. Federal health officials say flu season is getting worse. 44 states reporting high or very high activity. The CDC says more than 7% of outpatient medical visits last week were for flu-like illnesses.
While the winter flu season typically gets going in December or January, this year there have been other viruses spreading at the same time. The CDC estimates so far this season there have been at least 78,000 hospitalizations and over 4,500 deaths from the flu, including at least 14 children, recommending flu shots for all Americans 6 months old or older.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A message to American workers from the president that the fight for paid leave isn't over, even though the threat of a rail strike is, as he signs a bill forcing rail unions to accept a deal without paid sick time.
I want to thank Congress once again for being partners today, for averting this disaster and keeping our economy on a stable footing during the holiday season.
The bill faced bipartisan concern about interfering with the union process, but also won bipartisan support to avoid what the president called a catastrophe affecting many industries if the freight rails had shut down. While in Boston today, the president meeting briefly with Britain's Prince William at the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum. William and wife Kate give out an environmental award, the Earthshot Prize, tonight. Hundreds of negotiators take the first steps toward a landmark treaty designed to end plastic pollution around the world. A United Nations Committee on Plastics set up in March, wrapping up a week of talks, the first of several meetings planned over the next 2 years. Though early on, some clear splits are emerging, some countries wanting top-down global mandates while the chemical industry prefers country-by-country rules. Britney Spears on Broadway. Sort of.
Once Upon a One More Time, a musical based on the hits of Britney Spears, is coming to Broadway next year. The show will begin previews at Broadway's Marquee Theater ahead of opening night, June 22nd, with hip-hop choreographers Keon and Mari Madrid directing. The show does not feature Spears, just her music. She previously said about the show, according to People, that it's a dream come true.
Fox's Michelle Pollino. The musical revisits Cinderella, Snow White, and The Little Mermaid with a feminist twist while incorporating Spears' songs. A mixed finish to a choppy week on Wall Street, the Dow ending up 34 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ lower today. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.